Swinter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Senate Republicans expected to go nuclear today to ensure that Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is confirmed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying it doesn't have to be this way, but Democrats just won't come around.
History will record the decision Democrats make, and there's simply no principled reason to oppose this exceptional Supreme Court nominee.
The expected rules change will mean instead of 60 votes to approve Gorsuch, just a simple majority will be needed. The president greeting those taking part in the annual Wounded Warrior Project soldier ride at the White House this morning, Trump calling injured troops real heroes and real winners, and telling Fox News,
"Well, I love them, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for them, and I said we're going to take care of them."
The president promising further reforms at the VA that will benefit veterans. The three-day bike race is aimed at calling attention to the plight of wounded warriors. The White House event began with George W. Bush in 2008, continuing through the Obama years. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time.
We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A severe storm pounding much of the East Coast today. Heavy rain, hail, and high winds. An area from the Carolinas up to the Northeast and southern New England will be affected. Yesterday, a storm system blew through the South and Midwest. That resulted in at least 9 tornadoes, 2 people hurt, but luckily no fatalities. John Glenn being laid to rest today at Arlington National Cemetery. The former NASA astronaut and U.S. senator was the first American to orbit Earth. Glenn died in December at the age of 95. In California, police want to talk to a guy who went on a rampage after he was told he couldn't buy some candy. Correspondent Jason Campidonia has that story.
Security footage shows the man trying to buy a 75-cent bag of M&Ms from a 7-Eleven in Santa Ana in February. When his credit card is denied, the guy hits the clerk in the head, tosses one register behind the counter, destroys a printer, and then chucks a bundle of bananas at another cashier. Investigators say he caused around $700 worth of damage to the store. They have no clue who he is at this point, and anyone with any information is urged to call police.
And today marks the 100th anniversary of U.S. involvement in World War I. Special ceremonies are being held at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City, as well as at the White House, the so-called Great War, claiming the lives of 10 million soldiers, including over 100,000 Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be sharing with you how life imitated art for me this week and just how painful a lesson that was. I'll have 4 ways to win back customers after a business blunder, how to make a business plan that works for you, and how to convert first-time customers into forever customers. It's Thursday, April 6, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
People shopping and the girls who try to look free.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. A brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 43 degrees at 12:06, and the forecast shows that today we'll have showers and thunderstorms with a high of 59, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour tonight. There is still a chance of a shower with a low of 42 degrees. For tomorrow, we'll have showers in the afternoon, a high of 48 and a low of 35. For Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high of 57 and a low of 34. And for Sunday, it'll be milder and sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 43. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 58.58 to 20,706.73. The NASDAQ up 12.30 to 5876.78. S&P 500 up 6.61 to 2359.56. Oil is up 42 cents to $51.57 per barrel. And gold up $4.40 to $1,252.90 per ounce. Facebook viewers like Mike and Phil, thanks for joining us. Now it's time to listen to the rest of the show live at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for joining us for another edition of Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join us on this Thursday afternoon, getting together as we do every Thursday right here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our studios here. A couple of changes to the studios. I feel like I'm getting ready to be interrogated. We have about three cameras set up here. We're going to start in a couple of weeks a little experiment to see if anybody would have an interest in watching us in what we do. This is particularly intriguing when you have in-studio guests, you know, watching the interaction back and forth. And then just a chance for people to see kind of how radio works here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Well, as I mentioned, my name is Jim Gannot. I am the host of the program here, as we've been doing it every Thursday for about the last 5.5 years. So glad you could join us again. Got a lot to talk about today. I did want to start first with some congratulations to the University of North Carolina Tar Heels for defeating the Gonzaga Bulldogs Monday night to claim their sixth NCAA men's basketball title. Also this week was the culmination of the new program on CNBC from Marcus Lemonis called The Partner. And if you recall, this was about a 5 or 6 week program where Marcus was searching for basically a business partner. And I had actually applied. You had to send in a 3-minute video, and I had applied to be a contestant on the show. I'd never done that before. You know, was never interested in Survivor or any other reality show. This one I was, because I aligned myself a lot with Marcus's mentality and thought process, and thought I'd be a good addition. But ultimately, out of the 20,000 applicants, I wasn't picked. So 10 people were picked, and on the first night, 5 were let go. And then each week after that, someone else would be let go. And all along, there was this one young lady that I thought really had what it would take. She wasn't afraid, you know, to challenge Marcus if she felt he was wrong. She was able to speak her opinion. She was very eloquent with how she presented herself. And so I thought that she would be my winner. And actually, you know, tweeted it and posted it that I thought she would, and sure enough, she was chosen as the winner. Her name is Julie Reed. So she's been selected to be Marcus Lemonis' partner. And his other show, The Profit, will air new episodes starting June 6th. Now, the key for The Partner is that if you watch The Profit, you notice that Marcus will invest in several small businesses across the country that would apply for his help. Some of these companies are really struggling. They just need to know. They don't necessarily know how to run a business. They have a good product, but they don't know how to run a business. And Marcus can come in, improve processes, and then you know, get them back on solid footing. What he's looking for in the partner is someone who can come in and then help manage the day-to-day. be there as a sounding board for the business owners. What do they need? What are their concerns? What are their wants? And make sure that in working with in concert with Marcus, that they provide that kind of guidance for them. So not bad to get a $500,000 salary as a result of winning the contest and a 1% equity stake in all of Marcus's businesses. And if you're looking for size and scope, if you know anything about Camping World, which is the largest RV dealer and camping supply store, Marcus owns that. Also the title sponsor for the NASCAR truck series. So I really enjoy Marcus's approach. I really like his candor. I like his honesty with businesses. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to June 6th when new episodes of The Profit will return. And apparently there is another round of casting going on for the partner. So when I get back this weekend, I'll probably shoot my video application for that. Well, as you know, we've started an initiative here at Taking Care of Business, and that is that we are looking to build our Facebook page, likes and followers. So what we're asking you to do, and if you're listening to the program, chances are you're streaming this right now, we'd ask you to go online, open up your Facebook page, and type in Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, and then ask you to like and follow that page. And we're going to give you updates midweek. Anything business-related that's news-related, newsworthy, we'll post that as well. We're trying to keep it strictly business. And then any show updates or things like that, you'll find it there first. So, again, if you can go to Facebook right now and search Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano and like and follow that page, we'd love to have you be part of the Taking Care of Business family. At this time, we have a new segment to the program that we introduced a few weeks ago that people are really starting to like. And it does come from, well, it ties into Marcus Lemonis's show just a little bit. Now, this quote for this week is, when two men in business always agree, one of them is unnecessary. And it was written by that world-famous author known as Author Unknown. Written some great things. Him and Anonymous have written some great quotes over the years and motivational lines. And this is the reason I picked this one is that Marcus was looking for somebody on the partner who wouldn't just be a yes man, wouldn't just, you know, sit there and say, okay, Marcus, whatever you say, Marcus, I will. He was looking for somebody that if they felt he was wrong, would challenge him. And so that's when I came up with that quote. When two men in business always agree, one of them is unnecessary. We've been having some issues in my store where the job would be done once, and then we'd look at it, we'd quality control it, and realize it has to be done again. And so I went to my staff, I said, when two of us have to do one job to get it done correctly, one of us is unnecessary. That message was received loud and clear, and the quality has since gotten much better. So there you go. And I would tell you that if you have a partner in your business and you're not challenging each other on a regular basis, you know, because what I, even with my son who's in the business with me, I'm always, you know, when he brings a new idea, I'll challenge him. I want him to defend. And then when I bring him a new idea, I want him to do the exact same thing to me. Let's walk through it. What are the features, the achievements, and the benefits that are going to come from this idea? Will it save us money? Will it increase our production time? Will it slow down our production time? You know, walk it through before we introduce it. And then, you know, once we come to a solution or we say, yes, this is a valid idea, we can implement this now, then we'll do it. But we're not just going to, you know, come up with ideas and change things, change the process along the way without doing some very strong soul searching. So the preview to the show today was when life imitates art, and it did that for me this week in a very, very painful way, and after the break, I'm going to walk you through that. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help me.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. So glad you could join us. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and we specialize in awards of all types as well as custom imprinted apparel, a full-service sign shop, promotional items, and varsity jackets. Pretty much anything you need, we should be able to help you with that when it comes to promoting or recognizing your staff, your customers, your vendors, etc. So this week, or the last 2 weeks, have just been a living hell. At Crown Trophy. The first thing that went wrong was that the X-axis motor on our laser engraver burned out. So the company that services the machine, the first thing they want to do is try to walk you through the repair. And so I'm on the phone. I'm a pretty handy guy, but, you know, so I'm on the phone with them, and, man, these screws are so tiny. And everything, it's a very precision instrument. So, you know, it's kind of like having a doctor on the phone telling you how to perform open heart surgery. And so they're walking me through the process, and they finally come up after, you know, connecting via TeamViewer that, well, we think your X-axis motor is broken. So they're going to overnight me one. So they overnight that. I get on the phone the next day, and I'm on the phone with them for 5 hours replacing this motor. Still doesn't fix the problem. Okay, let's check the guide rail. We look at the guide rail, and, you know, we figure out that the bearings are shot in the guide rail. So we replace that. And we think we have it fixed. Even a technician from the company came out from Hillsborough, and then he was convinced that it was fixed. We're all set. And he leaves. About an hour later, my engraver comes in to me and says, we got a problem. The machine's not working again. Call the tech. He comes back out. He goes, this is a problem. Now we're going to need to send you another motor. It looks like while it was pushing with the broken bearings, it may have burnt out the replacement motor. So that's on a Friday afternoon. So basically we've lost about 4 days of production. So on Monday, the arrangement was the company would send out a new X-axis motor. And as soon as it came in, call the technician, he'll come right out, you know, because I had his cell phone number. So I'm waiting. Now, the first motor showed up at 7:40 in the morning. This one, it's now 10:30. I'm still not seeing FedEx anywhere. Don't have a tracking number. So all of a sudden in my email, I get FedEx package status. I'm like, oh, good. I'll find out where my package is. Not paying attention. We're running in crisis mode here. We're doing the best. We're scrambling to get the other jobs done using different engraving processes. And so I click on that email, and it says track your package here, and I hit that, and boom, I am hit with ransomware. All of a sudden my computer is locked. There's a countdown timer saying that I have 5 days to pay $621 in the electronic currency called Bitcoin. So this was life imitating art, because on this week's episode of NCIS starring Mark Harmon,
the NCIS crew gets hit with a ransomware virus. And then on this week's Chicago Med, the whole hospital gets hit with a ransomware virus. And basically what this is that hackers have sent in basically a Trojan horse that's going to, as soon as you click on that link, it's going to infect your system. It encrypts all of your files, making your computer basically a 50-pound paperweight. It's absolutely useless to you. You can't access anything. We couldn't engrave pictures, logos, engraving files. I couldn't access Word documents and things like that. Now, the simple answer is, well, Jim, don't you have a backup system? And the simple answer is yes and no. So the first day, we'll get to that in a minute, but the first day, I'm sitting there trying to figure out this Bitcoin thing, figuring it's kind of like going to Las Vegas. I can roll the dice, pay $621, and they'll send me the code key to restore my files. And then I was like, wait a minute. I remember watching this on NBC Nightly News where people pay the money, but they don't always get the access key. And so I'm sitting there going, what is on this computer that I'm going to need so desperately? And I realized after a while, nothing much. The other thing that I remembered when I was talking with my IT guy was that a couple of years ago on my computer, my hard drive started to crap out on me. And he said, let's replace that now before it really becomes an issue. So we can walk back to like 2014, restore all the old files, you know, with, and all I'm really caring about is like logos and engraving files. And I said, what if I don't pay? And he's like, what do you mean? I said, if I don't pay the $621, at best, I'm just going to have to start recreating some Word documents. Everything else is saved and stored in Dropbox or, you know, in the cloud. And he goes, good point. I said, well, let's do it. We're not going to pay the ransom. So I did not pay the ransom. And I think on Saturday, the timer will expire. And basically what has to happen now is they've come in, they've picked up my central processing unit. He's taking it back to his shop. They're going to scrub it, you know, the hard drive. Everything's going to get wiped off this machine, and then it's going to get reloaded with a new hard drive so that there'll be no evidence that the ransomware ever came in. And basically, I start with a new computer. But the upset to the business, you know, not being able to, I can't even sit in my office because there's no computer. But not being able to access files, not being able to write memos. Right now, the first thing we noticed was, hey, I can't even print checks out of QuickBooks because that was programmed on my computer. I had to load all that into my admin's computer. But what a pain in the butt, you know, that you have to go through this and the upset to your business. You know, it was bad enough that the engraving machine was broken, and now on top of that, I have to deal with this issue. And through it all, you know, wasn't complaining, wasn't screaming, wasn't running around like Chicken Little. Because I have always said, and I try to, when I consult with businesses and they want to tell me how bad life is and they want to give me excuses and things like that, I always tell them, I don't care about any of that. All I'm looking for is what is the problem and how can I come up with a solution. So now we think we have the solution. It's going to take a couple days to rebuild the computer. Should be back online hopefully by Monday. And then we'll just start fresh, you know, as if it's the first day we were ever in business. And so we're good. But what bothers me with these hackers is that, why do they go for the bad side? Why hold a business hostage? And this has happened on a nationwide scale. Complete hospital IT departments have been shut down. Police departments, 911 systems have been shut down. Major corporations have been shut down. Yahoo was the victim of a major, hack and data breach. Kohl's, Marshall's, all of the Home Depot, you've read about these, you've heard about them in the news. And I'm like, what is the thrill for the hacker? Just to be able to say, yeah, I took down Kohl's or I took down Home Depot. You know, I don't know that there's a real big thrill in bringing down Crown Trophy of Flemington, but if there is, hey, have at it. It just bothers me that if they have that much brain power, that they don't put it to use for good. Instead, they want to hurt the little guy. It could have cost me $621 in Bitcoin, which actually would have been closer to $1,242 because of the exchange rate. Now I have to pay my IT guy. Now I'm losing productivity. So all told, I'll probably lose close to $5,000 in productivity and paying my IT guy to repair and replace everything. And But I don't understand what the thrill is for them. Could you imagine for a minute if you took all of these people that get their thrills and obviously are making money, because it was reported that a quarter of $1 billion is spent every year by citizens getting their ransomware removed off their computer by paying just the hackers, you know, through these Bitcoin transactions. A quarter of $1 billion, $250 million is being spent by people. And if my charge was $621, or, you know, I've heard sums of $200 or $300 or $500, how many people are actually being affected? But why can't these people work for the good of mankind? If you're that creative, if you're that smart, that you can lock up a company's computer, that you can lock up a hospital's computer system, that you can, you know, hack into anything, why can't you do it for good instead of basically evil? We could cure cancer if we had this kind of brain trust. We could learn how to irrigate and grow crops in Africa. Hell, we could probably even achieve world peace. But no, they'd rather attack innocent people, innocent businesses, hospitals, police stations, and make them pay. My IT can't fix it, and we have to scrub the hard drive and start from scratch. Many files have been lost, and what's going to happen is I'm going to end up paying my IT guy close to probably $2,000 for a new hard drive and his, you know, time and efforts. And I was reminded of the scene in the movie Taken with Liam Neeson when he finds out that his daughter was taken hostage. And so here's my best imitation. This is what I would love to be able to say to the guy who hacked my computer. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have any money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you want to encrypt my computer now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you. I just hate the hackers that feel that this is, you know, some way to get. So maybe I can say, hey, I got him back. I didn't pay the Bitcoin. I'm going a little more expensive route in the repair. But it just bothers me that there's people out there like this that are taking advantage of people. And how many people, this was just a stupid mistake on my part. I opened that email. I shouldn't have done it. I should have looked at it a little more carefully. It was just when it said FedEx and I was expecting a package, I just clicked it. So definitely be more careful in the future. But how many people are being affected that simply can't afford to, you know, pay an IT guy that much money to get their machines back? Now, what I did find out in doing a little online research is that the type of malware that I got actually originates in the Ukraine. So the chance that I'm ever going to find this guy so that I can put my hands around his neck and just squeeze the living life out of him, probably not going to happen. Some people have cautioned me about threatening people's lives online on Facebook, and I don't really care because, you know, it's just so darn frustrating to have to go through that. But man, just once, bring this guy in front of me and leave the room for about 10 minutes and I'll take care of it from there. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about four ways that you can win back customers after you've made a mistake in your business. All is not lost. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Americans will be watching. History will be watching, and the future of the Senate will hang on their choice.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking about Democrats ahead of the vote to filibuster Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. The Democrats did exactly that this morning, obstructing the closing of debate and an up or down vote on the nominee.
This is a new low, but not entirely surprising, given that the Democratic leader announced before the nomination was even made that it was hard for him to imagine a nominee this president would nominate that he could support.
Minority Leader Schumer and his fellow Democrats completely unapologetic in their obstruction of the Senate process. President Trump saluting our nation's veterans, saying they are the real heroes.
You've earned our freedom with your sweat and your blood and your incredible sacrifice. We salute you. We salute your service.
USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start?
Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you for about the next half hour and taking a quick look at the weather. Today, we're going to have showers and thunderstorms with a high of 59, wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Tonight's low should be around 42. The rain should get heavier again right around the time of the afternoon commute. For tomorrow, we're going to have showers in the afternoon, a high of 48 and a low of 35. For Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high of 57 and a low of 34. And for Sunday, it'll be milder and sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 43. All right, as we get back into the program, let's talk about, have you ever made a mistake? And a lot of people hate admitting that they've made a mistake. And I'm reminded of the poster that I used to see at a company I worked for when I was a teenager called Reliable Plastics. It was a thermoforming company that we would make the inserts for like stereo boxes out of billet styrofoam. And there was a poster near the water fountain. I remember reading it, and it said, the six most important words in business. And it said that the six most important words in business are, I admit I made a mistake. So how many of us have made a blunder when dealing with a customer that really is going to cost us their business? Let's face it, mistakes happen in life and in business, but it's how you react that counts. Business owners share ways that they can try to smooth things over. You know, if you're honest, share that with your fellow business people, and I think everybody can learn from each other's mistakes. And no matter how good you are at what you do, at some point you're probably going to upset or alienate a customer. A late delivery, wrong product, wrong price, etc., can all contribute to why a customer may not want to do business with you. But how you react could mean the difference between losing that person's business and winning it back. Number one, you want to be personal. It's a good idea to write a note or a card to your customer apologizing and, if it's appropriate, asking for a second chance. Mark Asseltine, who's the owner of a wine gift company called Uncorked Ventures, frequently sends handwritten notes, including one for a major flub a couple of months ago, in which his customers didn't receive a promised shipment. He finds those notes result in better customer retention. And in the case of the big mistake, a note and a bottle of wine won that customer back. Number two, you also want to have the right reaction to the problem. At Magic, which is an on-demand personal assistance service, a new customer who has a negative experience might be offered a prompt refund, said Brad Kohlenberg, who's the head of brand and communication. But a longtime established customer might receive one of the firm's signature outlandish services, like a motorcycle delivered to the Burning Man Festival. They actually did that. It's all about adjusting the response in proportion to the problem and the long-term value of that specific customer. You also want to fix the process or the product. Customers who leave HelpRace, a customer service software company, typically do so not because of customer service, but because the software fell short somehow. When that happens, the company improves the product and then reaches out to the customer via personal email to let that person know that HelpRace heard their concern and is addressing it, said Vitaly Verbenko, who's the company's marketing manager. And finally, you want to manage the expectations. You want to communicate your services clearly, and you'll have a better chance from the outset of meeting the customer's expectations. If you expect a genie in a bottle, and it's more like a personal assistant, your expectations are high, and you're not happy with what you get, Kohlenberg said. But if your expectations are this is a personal assistant and not a genie in a bottle, then you're less likely to complain. So I like that number, the third one, the best. First of all, I love the apology. There's nothing better than saying, look, I screwed up. How can I make this better? The right size to the reaction. If it's a card, if it's a phone call, if it's a discount on their next order, whatever it takes to bring that person back. But that third one, fix the process or the product, is one that I look at every day. Is the process broken? If we didn't meet a person's deadline, why not? How could we have done it better? In my industry, we are reliant, very reliant on our suppliers. If there's a problem with a particular supplier, and I know one of them is listening to the show right now, I have to look for other suppliers. You know, if I'm promised it'll be here on Tuesday and it doesn't show up till Friday, and that doesn't leave me enough time to complete the job, I'll find the supplier who can get it to me on time. And I've actually consulted with one of my suppliers because it's getting to the point of ridiculousness and we don't have long lead times. So we're trying to fix that process, both our process, should we order earlier, and their process, should they carry more inventory. Same thing with the product. If you have a product that's just not working, and it could have been a cash cow 4 years ago, but suddenly sales are off, well, maybe it's time to look for a new product. So make sure, is the quality of the product, you know, what's expected? Or does it break and fall apart, or, you know, only works for a small period of time? So either fix the process or fix the product, but make sure that you're always striving to meet the customer's needs and wants. And then hopefully you won't have to send out apology letters or give discounts or anything like that. All right, currently it's 12:38. Got a question this week in the email about how to get more Facebook followers. The woman said, I heard you asking for people to like and follow your page on Facebook. How do I go about doing that for my business? And so before we get into that story, I just wanted to give you a quick update. The Senate has approved a rules change to go nuclear on the Supreme Court nomination. That just came through from USA Today. So it looks like the filibuster will end, and then they will force a vote. And instead of a majority vote of 60 votes, only 51 will be needed to approve Neil Gorsuch as the replacement Supreme Court justice. So just wanted to give you that. So how to get more Facebook followers for your small business. There's a lot of ways you can do this. One store that was very creative actually sets up an iPad on their sales counter, and while they're ringing you out, they ask you to log into your Facebook account and like them. It's very bold, but because it's right at point of purchase, what's a few more, you know, keystrokes to get a person to like your page? But if you need more likes on your Facebook page, there's some suggestions that will help you engage more customers and boost your social media marketing results. Now, hopefully by now, if you're listening to this program and you run a business, you do have a Facebook page that's just for your business. You've added pictures, a business description, and your first post, but then what? Now, you probably join Facebook because you hope to get the word out and attract new customers, but to do that, you have to convince people to like your business page. When customers like your page, your posts will appear in their news feeds. So if you're not sure where to get started, here are three ways to build a following on Facebook. First, obviously, you have to let people know. Now, if you're selling a product or service, always follow up with your customers with an email asking about their satisfaction, and then use that email to guide people to your Facebook page and other social channels. Add links so that they can quickly click on them and like, follow, or leave a review. And that's brought to you by Mark Tuckshire, who's the president of Geeks Chicago. People will like your page, and they'll be more likely to leave you a review if you do that directly in an email. Another suggestion is to follow the 80-20 rule. My small business page has over 11,000 Facebook fans, and every single one of them has been organic, said Lisa Spector, who's the co-founder of Through a Dog's Ear, a company that provides music therapy for pets. I stay to the 80-20 rule. 80% personal, educational, heartfelt, fun, funny posts, and only 20% commercial. I include my dogs in many posts so that people get to know them. And finally, engage with others. Facebook is about building a community, said Gerald Vinci, who's the owner of Vinci Digital Marketing. So take time to find other pages that relate to your own and get involved on those pages as well. Comment on their posts and offer insightful ideas, tips, or commentary. However, don't promote your services or products on other people's pages unless asked to do so by the page owner. So there's a couple of ideas, but again, it really comes down to getting people to, A, be aware of your page, and then promoting. And I've said it till we can, you know, beat a dead horse here, but rule number one, always be promoting. It's true. It never goes away. And that's what's going to build your business the most. So by any means necessary, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Reddit, pick the service. It doesn't even matter anymore. But make sure that you're doing it. Make sure you're constantly updating it. I do like that 80-20 rule. Keep it personal. If people feel like they know you, it's harder for them to walk away from you. I have so many of our customers, and we feel the same way about them, who believe that we are friends. And we feel the same way. Some of them are being invited to my son's wedding next year because of the relationships that we've developed over the years. But you want people to get to know you, not just the guy behind the cash register or girl who's just taking their money. So make sure that you get a little personal. You open up. You be a little vulnerable every now and then. And you'll be surprised how quickly that will turn around. And don't be shy. Once they started with liking and following you, every now and then, simply ask for referrals. You know, that's the best way that you're going to grow your business. So hopefully you'll take that initiative. And don't forget to ask for the referrals so that, you know, if they like you, if your customers like you, chances are they'd feel comfortable about referring you to their friends. All right. Now, there is an old quote that's been hanging around business for years. I've heard it quoted by business owners, and I've heard it quoted by customers, but it has a different meaning on both sides of the table. The quote goes that the customer is always right. And that has been attributed to retailers John Wanamaker and Marshall Fields. Now, the question is it true? Now, if you're a good business person and you know that the customer isn't right, you want to make them feel that way. At least that's what Sam Walton said. That's also what Warren Buffett has said. So finding a balance between customer service and saying no to troublesome customers can be a problem. But again, when the customer comes in and they're somewhat abusive to you or your staff and they have that mentality that the customer is always right, gently, sometimes you have to show them they're not. But let's work on a solution. So let's be reasonable. No segment of the population is right 100% of the time. Customers are bound to make mistakes. That said, as a small business owner, you should always give your customers the benefit of the doubt. That's the true lesson of that age-old adage. So treat your customers with fairness, honesty, and respect, and expect and almost insist that they do the same for your business and your employees. Now, if a customer has a good faith complaint, try to deliver a remedy. If a customer has a return that pushes the limits of your policy, be as accommodating as possible. And if a customer is rude, you should remain polite. The flip side of customer-centric service is knowing when and how to say no. Don't pander to customers who tax your resources, abuse employees, or take advantage of your policies. Remember, you're a customer as well as a business owner. So how do you like to be treated? What do you expect of the businesses that you frequent? Follow the standards you would demand of others, and you'll likely have a customer service model that suits your business. So, again, one of the things that bothers me is when a customer comes in, armed for bear, fire shooting out of their ears, yelling, ranting, and raving, you know, this shirt doesn't fit. You know, well, you ordered a small, and we tried to talk you up a size, but, you know, now it doesn't fit, and now it's our fault. We actually have customers where we will have sample shirts that they can try on. And sometimes it's embarrassing to say, I'm a small, when in actuality you're a large, but guess what? Let's get the proper fitting shirt. That's a simple example. But again, if people work together, communicate together, explain the problem, offer a solution, hopefully you can work together and come up with a solution that's equally amicable for both. It's currently 12:45. We're going to step away for our last break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to make a business plan that works for you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on 100chamberradio.com. Like what you hear on 100 Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inchamberradio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. And again, so glad you could join us, and I thank you for joining us at this time every Thursday afternoon. Glad to get emails from people at trophyjim@yahoo.com, tweets, texts, you name it. People are reaching out, and obviously there is a need for shows like this and a radio station like this, and we are very proud at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce to be the only Chamber of Commerce with a radio station hosted solely by volunteers and providing incredible content. We have lawyers, we have accountants, we have home improvement shows, we have counselors. So make sure you check out the website, 100inchamberradio.com, for a full lineup of some of the programming that we have. Also wanted to make mention that coming up on Tuesday, April 25th at Hawk Point Golf Club, is the 8th Women's Business Summit of 2017. The theme this year, Moving Women Forward in Business. It's brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Keynote speaker is Kathleen McQuiggan. The opening speaker is Assemblywoman Donna Simon. And some of the breakout sessions will include community leadership roles with Mayor Janice Kovacs from Clinton, using technology to build your personal brand with Maria Semple, and professional development and continuing education with Rena Kamen. So if you're interested in attending that event, call 908-782-7115, or you can visit www.hunterdon-chamber.org for more information. There is a registration required, so make sure you get signed up for that today. Also, Unionville Vineyards is producing their Spring Wine and Music Festival. This is good stuff. I have been reading this during the show, and definitely going to hit some of these. Saturday, May 13th, rain or shine, from 12 to 6 p.m. is the Spring Wine and Music Festival. Gypsy jazz and swing era performances by Hot Club Philadelphia and the Swingaroos. There's also some special VIP winemaker tastings, so make sure you give them a call at Unionville Vineyards to get your tickets. Coming up, there's also Tina and Friends Open Mic Friday Nights. The next one will be April 21st. Have a glass, sing a song, bring your guitar and something to snack on from 6:30 to 10 p.m. May 5th, I love the title of this one, Swirling Wine with the Swine. There'll be a pig roast, a whole hog pig roast with live music by Cheek to Cheek, an open bar on the patio for $60. And then the other one I'm circling on the calendar is June 17th, a market fresh vineyard lobster bake, Maine lobster and live music with an open bar all out on the patio for a cost of $90. Tickets and more information is available at unionvillevineyards.com. All right, before the break, I did tease you and mention that I want to talk about how to make a business plan that works for you and your business. Many of you know that I've been training one of our future store owners, and one of the things I've asked him for is a business plan. I gave him a copy of mine. I told him it's a living, breathing document, so don't just photocopy it and insert your name. I want to know what your plans are. What are you looking to accomplish in the first year, the third year, the fifth year, and 10? But your business plan should be a living, breathing document that's adjusted over time as the circumstances of your small business change. If you add a new revenue stream, a new service, you've got to incorporate that into the business plan. So if you have a small business idea or you're currently running a business and it may just be your ticket out of the 9 to 5, or you're looking to improve services or add revenue streams, what's the next step? Well, expert opinion varies somewhat on the subject, but most agree that a plan of some kind is in order. It's really important for businesses to have a plan so they have a roadmap for their business, said Carol Roth, who's an entrepreneur, a CNBC contributor, and author of The Entrepreneur Equation. It's difficult to figure out where you want to go if you haven't figured out the best way to get there and you haven't planned it out. Roth suggests that your business plan should be, again, a living, breathing document that's adjusted over time as the circumstances of your small business change. She recommends evaluating and tweaking your business plan twice a year. If you do it the right way, it really should be a roadmap for you to figure out where you want to take your business and have very concrete milestones that have time frames associated with them, she says. Think about it like this. When you first open your business, maybe it's you and a friend, and that's the only employees. And then over time, you add 2 or 3 more employees. You have to now delegate certain responsibilities. That's when you want to go in and change the plan so that everybody knows what's being expected. And also, you'll be able to forecast a little bit better any additional monies or capital that you may need. Maybe your insurance requirements change, etc. She emphasizes that the plan doesn't have to be pretty if you're not using it to obtain funding. It just has to have a functional guide that works for you. A key area to focus on while drafting your plan is revenue projections. Now, you don't want to go too in-depth to give yourself very concrete plans, she says. Really analyze where most of your revenue is coming from and make sure that you spend most of your time on things that create the revenue rather than wasting a lot of time on things that aren't producing revenue. Writing a business plan doesn't have to be intimidating. Thanks to software, Roth and Ivana Taylor, publisher of DIY Marketers, recommend the business planning tools available through Palo Alto Software. Taylor has found the live plan version especially helpful, which she says is very cost effective. The reason I love it is it's more or less done for you. It connects to your QuickBooks and syncs up all kinds of information. It guides you through the process. You don't have to think too much. You just have to answer the questions. One of the important benefits associated with going through the rigor of writing a business plan is that the process itself reveals weak points in your plan. So heed the red flags. If your plan isn't feasible, you may need to abandon it, Ross said. I see business plans from entrepreneurs all the time where they're giving up a nice salary, and then when they look at their business plan, say year 5, they see that their profits are going to be $20,000. That trade just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. In addition to financials, Roth also advises to pay close attention to how much time you allow to reach certain goals and objectives. The good news is that entrepreneurs tend to be optimistic. The bad news is that entrepreneurs tend to be optimistic. They forget that everything is probably going to take 3 times as long as they forecast. For assistance crafting business plan strategy, Roth recommends SCORE, where you can get free coaching from retired executives and also use resources around you like your business banker and your accountant who can be valuable assets while with strategic planning. Even if you've been owning and operating a small business for several years, it's not too late to write a business plan. It could still prove useful, especially if you want to grow, improve your profit margins, eliminate waste, identify new opportunities, and more. You're working with empirical data, not hopes and wishes, and you're going to get better results. Ross said, you already know what's happening in your business. Then it's looking at where it is that you want to take it next. So great idea there in writing the business plan. And it's, if you have employees that you trust, that you know they're not just treating it like it's a job and collecting a paycheck, you may want to include them in the process. Because when they're in the trenches doing the work, a lot of times you'll find that's where some of the best answers are. So don't be shy about asking them their opinion, asking them where they think the business can improve. Also ask them if they see other products that you are not currently selling that they feel would be a great addition to your business, maybe look into that and see if it could be something for you. This week on The Partner, there was a company called Well Made that out of wood makes different things. They had one hanging poster frame, magnetic key racks and things like that. And they all looked very nice, very well made. And I said, as I was watching the program, I said, wouldn't they look nice if they were laser engraved? And so on the keys, you could put, you know, car, boat, shed, whatever, or the family name, or welcome to the beach house. And then with that picture frame, you could still laser engrave it. And maybe it's, you know, summer memories or something like that, vacation 2016. The personalization could go a really long way in improving that brand as well. Here Now, and I've already reached out to them to see if they'd be interested, but Here Now you have two businesses that could benefit as a result. In sports, in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, North Carolina defeated Gonzaga 71-65 to become this season's champions in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. In NFL news, Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo has announced his retirement and will become a game day announcer with CBS. In NASCAR news, Brad Keselowski won the STP 500 race last week at Martinsville, Virginia. This week, the teams travel to Texas for the Cowboy 300 Sunday at 1 p.m. And in golf, Dustin Johnson fell downstairs at Augusta National Golf Course, injuring his back. He does hope to be able to play today in the first round of the Masters Tournament for the coveted green jacket. Johnson is currently the top-ranked player in the world. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your life as well. He said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Americans will be watching, history will be watching, and the future of the Senate will hang on their choice.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking about Democrats ahead of the vote to filibuster Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. The Democrats did exactly that this morning, obstructing the closing of debate and an up or down vote on the nominee.
This is a new low, but not entirely surprising, given that the Democratic leader announced before the nomination was even made that it was hard for him to imagine a nominee this president would nominate that he could support.
Minority Leader Schumer and his fellow Democrats completely unapologetic in their obstruction of the Senate process. President Trump saluting our nation's veterans, saying they are the real heroes.
You've earned our freedom.